Welcome. You're in the mix with Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT plus community. Now, here's your host, Ty Mitch.
Hey, y'all. Okay, so I gotta make this real quick because I'm on break at work. I wanna get this out while it's fresh on my conscience. Hold on. My wallet almost fell in my pocket. I can't wear a wallet with these pants. Ooh, pants so tight, your wallet fall out. Damn, okay. So I was at work. And this little boy comes up. You know how kids, like, if you're part of the community, you know already how kids have questions about, is that a boy or a girl? So I don't know. This was one of the kids that didn't stop talking since he was in the motherfucking store. So he was a real busybody little boy. So probably what I was. But anyway, so he comes to the register and he taps his dad. He said, "Dad, is that a boy or a girl?" I said, so, oh, God, here we go, because I'm about to child, because I really be wanting to really curse out some kids, but you know what? They don't know. Like, they really just don't know, because they're taught a boy looks like this and sounds like this, and a girl looks like this and sounds like this, and that's really all they know, because that's what they're taught. So his dad said, "Well, why don't you ask him?" I said, "Oh, my God. Now, why would you tell this little boy? Why would you throw me in the mix of this and tell that little boy to ask me what I am?" And then further, the little boy asked me what I was. He said, "Are you a boy or a girl?" And I wanted to tell the little boy I was a faggot. That's what I really wanted to say, because I was just, like, so, like, a little bit mad that the conversation wasn't, like, really, you know, stopped by the father. So I told the little boy, "I'm a unicorn." Now, a lot of people might say, well, unicorn is like really what the trans girls use to be undefined sexually or whatever the case may be. I use unicorn because I wasn't going to tell the little boy I was a boy, because I didn't want to confuse the little boy, because I didn't want the conversation to keep on going. Because if I would have said I was a boy, the little boy probably would have asked me, "Well, why do you sound like a girl?" And then I really would have had to slap that motherfucker little boy. And I would have told that little boy, "Well, why are you questioning me? Because I'm an adult." But anyway, nonetheless, I told the little boy I was a unicorn. And the little boy didn't say nothing else. Listen, it is not my job to teach your kid of who I am and what I am and my sexual preference or any of that. You as a father and you guys as parents, teach your kids about what's going on and what's out there in the world before they, you know, even go out there. It's not our job to police your children. It's not our job to teach your children. It's our job to be human beings and for you to identify us as such and teach your kids that we too exist in the world. Now, what does this have to do with Top Gay Music? It's because with this whole culture of where homosexuality and LGBT community is really pushing an agenda on the little kids. Let's dead that right now, because that's the most ignorant card that you could play, because it's your job. If your kid is on a tablet, you need to use parental advisory. If your kid is on YouTube, do for kids, kids YouTube, whatever the case may be. Matter of fact, you can't even, the social media and internet right now is at a place where you can't even hide your kids from what really is going on. So it's your job as a parent to really grow some balls. We're here, we're not going nowhere, and you need to, we're part of that story too. It's girls, it's boys, it's gay people, it's trans people, it's non-binary people, it's all of these different people in the world, and you cannot leave us out of the teaching material when you're teaching your kids. Because when you teach your kids just two things, they'll grow up in the world and feel like they have been neglected, and they'll have all of these questions later on in life, like, oh, this was what that was, or this was why this happened, or the case may be. So yeah, it's not my job to police your kids. It's not our job to police your kids. Whether or not you got two arms, three arms, or four arms, we still exist, and it's your job to teach your kids. So I'm gonna keep on talking about my fat ass pussy. Sake now, y'all not taking up all my breaks. So I got to go because I got to get something to eat. But yeah, I was kind of thrown off, but I thought I handled that very, very well. And the father was okay with me saying, well, he had to be okay because he wasn't even part of the conversation. So I had a talk with a little boy, a little adolescent. And so the father wasn't even in the conversation at that point. He was ringing up something. So shout out to the father for being open and giving me the platform to tell the little boy my identity. And later on in life, he'll say, you know, back then, maybe he'll remember. He's one of those kids that I think might remember. But and I know they're talking about it in the car. So I would really want to, what do you think? Leave a comment. What do you think the father is saying to the little boy when he got into the car about me in the unicorn situation? Ooh. The little boy asked me, was I a boy or a girl? And I told the little boy, unicorn, in front of the father. I wonder what the motherfuckers is talking about in that car. All right, y'all. Oh, my God. I see a praying mantis. I got to look that up. Oh, my God. All right, so, y'all, I got to go. I got to go. Because I got, like, 15 more minutes on break. All right, bye, y'all. Mwah.
You've been listening to Top Gay Music, brought to you by Ty Mitch Music and Media Entertainment, giving a voice to artists within the LGBT+ community. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Top Gay Music to get new, fresh weekly content. Until next time, never let your voice be silenced.